Let's lift him up.
Amen.
Yeah.
Try to sing a song. I don't know if I can get it in me, but Brother Vic wanted to know if I still sung this song. I am going to a city where the streets of gold are paved, where the tree of life is blooming and the roses never fade. Here they bloom but for a season, and soon their beauty is decayed. White array, oh, they are waiting for my coming. It is where the roses never fade. Oh, here they bloom, but for its beauty is decayed. Oh, but I am going, ain't you glad, to a city. It is where the roses never fade. I'm glad. Boy, we're going to get something new up there, aren't we? The whole thing will be new, and heaven's going to be made just perfect. You can build new houses down here and new places, and it won't be long, and very well it's starting to depreciate. You can just keep adding on to it, but something's going to get old, something's going to get decayed and run down. You can continue to work on your body. You can do all them cosmetic surgeries and everything you can try to do. I see actors and people all the time. Well, I got to get my nose better, got to get my ears better, got to get my face better. You can't improve on, I started to say you can't improve on perfection, but I won't say that. But all I'm saying is you can try to get the body in a better shape and everything, and that's good. Bodily exercise can do some good things, but really, in the end, though, it profiteth nothing according to the Word of God. But we need to get our spirit fixed with God, don't we? We need to get that fixed with God. And so you pray for us. I don't know how much I'll stand. I'll just try to obey the Lord. I'm going to go to the first chapter, the third chapter of 1 John. Sorry, but I got to go back to that scripture and maybe finish this up today. Thank you. I know you might not understand that, but that's just where I even was looking at something else again, Brother Vic. Last night I was able to go somewhere else, and it was for a reason, but I need to go back and finish this up, I guess. And good to see everybody here today. I'm so glad to be in the house of the Lord with you today. You pray for me. I pray and pray for if conviction is needed this morning. Pray that God, I would rather, even while we're preaching, I want you to pay attention, yes, but I want you to keep that in your heart. If anybody needs to come today, that they would come and get this man Jesus in your life. Oh, how wonderful it is to be a child of God. And how wonderful it is to walk in His ways. We forget about that sometimes. But look in the Word of God, and we've read this a lot, but it said, "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God." We've preached about that. "Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew Him not." We preached about that. It says, "But beloved, now we are the sons of God." We preached about that. But it says, "And it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is." And if the Lord let me, I guess that's what we'll try to finish up with today. I appreciate you standing for the Word of God. But we've talked about beholding the Lord. We've talked about the manner of love that He has for us. We've talked about being a son of God, a child of the King. Listen, but I want to talk just a little bit about how it said, "But it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him." And I like that. It says, "And I know." Ain't you glad that you know today? I'm glad that I know that when He appears, the Bible says that we don't know what we shall be. Now, I don't have a definition of you today, what we're going to look like in heaven. I believe we'll be just what we need to be. That's all I know. People argue. Some people say we're a floating spirit or whatever. And some people say, "Well, we'll look just like we are." I don't think so. But, you know, that's just people can have their own opinion on that. And whatever your opinion on it is, I'm not going to argue with you over it. But I will say, the Bible says that we shall be like Him. That's all that I'm worried about today. I just want to be like Him. Listen today, even while I live, I want to be like Him. That's the Word of God, ain't it? Oh, listen, when it says the word Christian means to be Christ-like, we need to be like Him. That's how we're going to be a witness for Him. That's how we're going to have a testimony for Him. No wonder Paul, as he was walking down the road of Damascus, when the Lord shined a great light down on him, Lord, the Bible says he was on his way to do the devil's work a little more. But the more the Bible says, and that the light shone down greater than the noonday sun. Oh, it's a glad the light would outshine the darkness. And the light shone down. And Paul, I saw at the time, began to look up, and he knew. Listen, as far as I know, he never knew the Lord. But he said, "Lord, what would you have me to do?" He knew what that light was. And the Bible says he told him, and he gave him a testimony, how to get up and go and see Ananias. And when Ananias sees you, he will tell you what to do. Oh, ain't you glad today? The Lord has a plan for all of us. But we've got to get to where He is today. We've got to get saved. And then we got to walk therein. And you know what? He'll give you a testimony. And Paul many times gave his testimony of what the Lord done for him. Oh, but I'm going to tell you something today. Why did Paul do that? Because he wanted to be what God wanted to be. He wanted him to walk as God wanted him to walk, because he knew that when God would appear, that he would be like Him, and he could say, "I've fought the fight, I've kept the faith, therefore is laid up for me a crown of righteousness which shall appear to all." Well, glory, I'm glad. Listen down here, I'm no prince, I'm no king, oh, but in the Lord, I'm glad I've got a crown of righteousness on. I've got an armor. I've got an invincible armor on. I've got the whole armor of God. And every shield, a shield and the sword, all of it, my friend, protects me from the devil's wiles. Ain't you glad of that today? Oh, we need to be like Him. Because He's coming, my friend. How many believes that? He's coming. Well, I say, "Oh, preacher, they said that for years." Well, you know what? And when Noah told him maybe he was going to build an ark, they thought he was a lunatic. Oh, they probably think we're lunatics too. But the Lord is coming, my friend. Don't mistake His patience that He's not coming. Don't mistake His long-suffering. Listen, that He's not going to do what He said. I'm glad I got a long-suffering God. If I didn't have a long-suffering God, we would have never saw this generation. But bless the name of the Lord. There's still time. how to get in. There's still time how to know this Lord and to walk with Jesus. I remember to some men one time on the road of Emmaus, and they walked with the Lord. They didn't know who he was, and they began to talk to him and expound. And by the time he got done, they said, "Oh, did our hearts not burn?" I love that. I'm glad. He'll do something to your heart. The Word of God will mean something to you. It'll mean something to your heart. I'm glad of a holy fire that'll come down, and it'll stir up your soul and stir you up. My friend, when he does, it'll stir up. I'm going to tell old Timothy one time. He said, "Stir up. Remember the salvation that's in your heart." And we need to be stirred up and know and have a testimony that Jesus is coming again. And when he does, I'm going to go with him. And you can go with us. He says, now, he says, when he shall appear, we shall be like him. Oh, my friend, I'm glad of that. For we shall see him as he is. I want to go over in the book of Luke. I'm for a moment in the 21st chapter of Luke. If you want to turn, you can, but you don't have to. I'm going to go there. It says in the 25th verse, it says, "And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth, distress of nations and with perplexity and the sea and the waves roaring." Men's hearts failing them. Boy, ain't that today. Men's hearts failing. And you know, that's not talking about heart attacks. We're not having more heart attacks because of it. But our hearts are failing us because we won't believe the Word. Because we're taking Jesus out of everything. We're taking the Word out of everything. Listen what it says. It says, looking for those things. It says, "For looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken." Now listen, 27th verse. "And then they shall see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with great power and great glory." And when these things begin to come to pass, it says, "Then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption and draw nigh." And well, bless the Lord. We shall see him as is, or we shall be like him. Oh, I'm going to tell you something today. I'm glad. I don't know how you feel today, but the Lord is coming back. He's coming in a cloud, and he's bringing the host of heaven with him. And they're coming not as a, listen, he's not coming as a defeated man. He's not coming as a defeated savior. He's coming as a king full of victory, saying, "It's time. I'm coming to get my church. I'm missing my bride. She needs to come home." Are you in the bride of Christ today? Are you part of the bride today? Are you ready to see him? He's coming. He's coming. The Bible says every knee shall bow. Oh, and every tongue shall confess. Amen. Oh, the things that are above the earth, the things that are below the earth, the things that are around. Listen, basically, it's saying everything will see the coming of the Lord. Amen. Oh, listen, even the dead's going to raise up. Amen. At the coming of the Lord. Oh, but the Bible says, those that are in the ground, yes, they're going to come up first. But if we're alive on that day, it says those that are alive will remain. They'll be caught up forever to be with the Lord. Amen. I'm not friend. You're going to see him. Oh, but listen, I hope you can see him right now. Oh, church, pray. I hope somebody can see him right now. Oh, this could be the day. This could be the day the Lord comes. Oh, but this could also be the day that you say, "Lord, I want to be ready. Lord, I want to be ready." He said, "Behold, I come quickly." His reward is coming with him. How about judgment begins at the house of the Lord? And listen today, judgment may be falling upon someone today. Listen, my friend, you can be judged by a judge down here, and that judge may not be good. There's been many instances where the wrong persons went to jail. Oh, but listen, I'm going to tell you something today. Everyone that denies the Lord and everyone that says, "I don't want to be a Christian," or turns him away, listen, my friend, if you go to hell, it won't be an unrighteous judgment. It'll be a righteous judgment because the Lord cannot lie. I'm a friend, but if you go to heaven, everyone that, listen, only those who have been saved.
Amen.
Only those
Amen.
That have the blood applied.
That's right.
Are going to go.
Amen.
Only the righteous. No sin can enter there. Is that right?
That's right.
There's going to be nothing undefiled in heaven.
That's right.
There's going to be nothing. No human flesh. That's why you say, "Well, I think we'll look. I'm not going to. There ain't going to be no flesh in there." Oh, we're going to have a body like it unto him. That's all I care about today. All he told him, he said, look up. Your redemption draws nigh. How many knows the redeemed today? Oh, listen, one day, he may not come in my lifetime. I may have to go down to the grave. But blessed be the name of the Lord. He said that grave has no more victory. We're going to raise up one of these days. And we're going to raise up triumph. If you've been beaten down, don't worry. You're going to be up with the King one day. You're going to be in glory one day. If life has treated you hard, just remember, there's a place where there's no more tears, no more sorrow. And the Bible says there won't even be a need for a candle there. For the Lord will be the light of that city. Oh, that's all the lights we'll ever need, ain't it? Bless the name of the Lord. So listen, I hope to pray. Let me go to one more scripture, and I want you to get a song. Over in the Word of God in the book of Revelation in the first chapter. Oh, listen, my friend. The Bible says in the fourth verse in John, unto the seven churches of Asia, grace unto you and peace from he which is and which was and is to come, from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten from the dead, and the prince, and the, what a description, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him. And listen to this, and they also which pierced him, and all the kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. He said, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, which is, which was, and which is to come, of the Almighty. Oh, my friend, he always was, he still is, and he always will be the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And listen, you need to get in with him, because if you don't, my friend, hell will be your home, and it's an awful, awful place. Come get a song. That's enough. Listen, he's coming back. He's coming back. They used to sing a song that said, he's coming back, and I'm the only reason. He's coming back, and I'm the only reason. Ain't you glad? He's coming back for me, Mark. He's coming back for me. He's coming for you if you're saved. Oh, but here's the sad part. Get a song. Here's the sad part. If you don't know him, when he comes back, there's a reason why the Bible calls it the great and terrible day of the Lord. Because it'll be a great day for the redeemed. If you're saved by his grace. And friend, I want to say something. I don't know why. But somebody may be thinking, well, that's just old-fashioned notion. Well, I'm going to tell you, the Bible is from the beginning. So if you want to call it old-fashioned, call it old-fashioned. But it's the same today as it always was. That has never changed. I don't care what people are teaching.
That's right.
I don't care what churches are preaching.
That's right.
It's the same today. He said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's why he said, I am Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end. Oh, listen, my friend. I'm glad with Jesus we can have life eternal. He's the one. You're going to have it, because according to his word, now listen to what he said. He said, beloved, now we are the sons of God. Just play, Sarah, just for a little, maybe just for a second. Pray, church. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. Are you? Are you? Have you beheld his glory? Have you known the manner of love the Lord has for you? Are you a child of God? He said, and doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know. He's saying, if you're a child of God, you know. Do you know this morning? I need to ask that. That stood out to me when I read it. Do you know? The writer said, we know. I believe if you're saved by grace, you need to know.
Amen.
You need to know. I know. I am a coffee. I've got the DNA and everything to prove it. I know I am a child of God, because the blood that's been applied proves it. Proves it. And when the Lord comes back, those, all you remember back in Egypt, they put the blood on the doors.
He knew that that was the blood. Even death saw the blood and said, well, I can't bother that. I can't get in there. That's covered. But woe unto the house that didn't have it. Even Pharaoh's house, his son, died. Listen, judgment's coming to your house. Death's coming to your house. But is the blood applied? If the blood applied, you can rejoice in going home. If it's not applied, you'll wail. The Bible says there's weeping and gnashing of teeth in hell. Don't sound like a very good place to be. So listen. He's coming. Ready or not, he's coming. Wouldn't you rather be ready? Even put it in a natural term. If there was somewhere you always wanted to go, somebody says, now you got to be ready at 10 a.m. on the dot. Because I'm coming at 10 a.m. Let me even change that. Let me just say, if somebody says, look, I'm not going to tell you when I'm coming. But you be ready. And when I get there, I'm going to take you where you want to go. That's probably more like it. Because then if you really, really have a desire to go, you just be ready. And you keep looking out the window or out the door. Church, as Christians, we need to be looking. We need to be looking. He's come. He said be looking for his spirit. Be watching. Be watching and waiting, right? For his coming is nigh. What did he say in that scripture? He said, your redemption draweth nigh. But only if you know Jesus. Only if you've been saved. Do you know him? Do you know him? He said, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. Will you? Will you?
Amen.
Ask yourself, honestly ask yourself that question. Will I know Christ when I see him as a Savior? Or will he pass me by? Will he leave me into the flames of hell? We need to get to that. Even I want to say, if you're a Christian here and you got lost loved ones, think about that. When we rejoice going, are they going to be left behind? The fire. Go ahead. Ask yourself, do you know? Do you know? For we shall be, we shall see him as he is. Every eye shall behold him. Every eye. The scoffers, the agnostics, and the believers. Every eye shall behold him. Every tongue will confess. But what will you confess? We confess, yea, Lord, I know you. Thank you, Lord, for sending us, so I'm ready for you. Oh, you have to confess, no, Lord, I didn't know you. He said, they'll say, depart from me, you work every day for God. He said, I'll put the sheep on the right, and you'll turn around. Oh, don't you want to be in that number? Listen, John saw a number which could not be numbered. Remember that? He saw a number, he said, these are they whose robes have come up through great tribulation, whose robes have been washed white in the blood of the Lamb. Has your what? Has your soul been washed white in the blood of the Lamb? He said, come, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, I'll make them white as snow. What a reasonable thing. You've done so much. Are you going to turn away? Are you going to turn away? Just pray most often. I don't usually do this, but bow your head for a moment. No one looking. Do you know? Do you know? If you're here and the Spirit's telling you, no, I don't know you. But I want to know you. Would you just raise your hand and say, please, please, please. And I'll tell you what. And I hope Brother Vic don't mind, but I won't even say nothing to Brother Vic. I won't say nothing to anybody else if that'll make you feel any better. but I'll be praying for you. Is there one in the house, say, please remember me, that I'll know that I know that I'm saved and I'm on my way to heaven. Anyone at all? Don't be ashamed. Now let me ask you this. Is there a Christian in the house? I don't care if you've been saved 50 years or 5 minutes. Is there a Christian in the house? He says, you know, preacher, I've been slack. I've not been looking. Matter of fact, I'm not sure I've been walking worthy of my calling. I know I need to get right with God. I know I need revival in my heart. I know I'm going to see Him, but I don't want to stand before God with an unfinished task. Lord, I want to get right with God. I want to walk. I want to have revival. Is there one? Just raise your hand. Hold on, my blessed hand. Bless that hand. Is there another today? Be honest. Bless that hand. Let me tell you, when Christians get right where they need to be, you can raise your head if you want. When Christians, the more we get right where we need to be, the more the power of God will move through us. And the more He'll move through the church, brother. And the more He'll have His way. And the more we'll know what His will is. And the more we'll know what the Spirit's business is. And the more we'll be an anchor to our people, the more we'll be a light to our people. Then the more they'll be able to say, you know, I can listen to Him because I've seen it in their life. I've seen the way they walk. Maybe sing one more verse. I'm going to turn over to Brother Vic. Is there anyone that needs to come? Raising your hand was good. But now let's get it fixed. Let's get it fixed. Oh, let's walk the worthy of our vocation with the Lord. Let's walk because He's coming back. We're going to see Him as He is. But I've heard some people say, but I don't want to be ashamed when He comes back. Because I have to walk worthy of Him. I want my people to be saved. I want them to live right, but I want to be a light to them. Would you come? Don't be ashamed to come. I'd be ashamed not to come. Because He's the Lord. He loves you. He's done so much for you. He's blessed us. Think about His blessings for a moment. Even in the light of trouble. Remember what I said last night? He said, I'll go with you through the waters. I'll be with thee. When the floods, when the water and the rivers overflow thee, I'll be with thee. When the fire is all around thee, I'll go with thee. For I am the Lord thy God. This is what this is. That sinner might be waiting on you, Christian. I've seen that so many times. Where the Christians make a move and then the sinners follow. We are the light of the world. We are the examples of the world. Come, be the example. As they pray. As they sing. Don't let it take heartache. Don't let it take a problem. Don't let it take God beating you down to get glory out of your life. Come on, He's calling. Come on, He's asking. Please come. People's dependent on us. He's coming back. Our people need to be ready. I've got people need to be ready. I've got children. One or two. I just really don't know, brother. It bothers me. Are they going to be ready?
ask you this before we go. Sometimes when we go home and we lay on our pillows at night, and we start thinking about the day or thinking about things, will you be able to rest peaceful with the Lord? Will you be able to rest peaceful tonight and say, Lord, I'm where you want me to be. Lord, I'm saved. Or will you be able, if you're a Christian, will you be able to say, Lord, I know I'm right with you? Or will we lay there and be like, God, I'm sorry. I've laid there like that before. God, I'm sorry. I know I should have moved. I should have done this. I should have done that. Let's be at peace and be at rest with the Lord. It's so important that we walk in the ways of the Lord. He said he would be a light under our path, didn't he? He'd be a light under our path. Oh, I love you today. I've loved being here. The last few days, as far as I know, this will be the end of my part, Brother Vic. Let you all do what you need to do. I hope something's been said or done this week. It's been a light to you, to help to you. That's all I really wanted to be. I didn't come for no name or nothing. I wanted to come and preach the gospel and preach it however the Lord wanted me to and let it go out where it may land so that I could go home and rest and say, Lord, I've tried to do all that I could do. Now I want to go home tonight knowing I've done all I can do. But I want us all to be the same way. I've done all I can do, Lord. Lord, I'm as close as... Let me ask you this. Are we as close as we want to be?
Right.
I heard a... Our preacher says this sometimes, our pastor. And I've heard it before. Remember the night you got saved, how close you felt that night? Remember the closeness and the spirit and just the way the uplifting feeling, just like you could conquer the world. Yeah. Old Tom Metcalf said one time, I could beat a bear up with a switch. That's how courage and victory you feel. I'm going to tell you something today. That's no greater feeling than... But are we, if we don't feel as good and powerful as we did then we've moved backwards. The Bible never tells us to go backwards. It always says to move forward. And don't let age or sickness or earthly things hold you back. I remember when my dad got too sick. He used to like to go around and visit, and he'd visit people, and he'd take people to church, and he was just I'm just going to be honest, he was a true deacon. He was a true man of God. He was always doing something, calling somebody, running to something. But when he couldn't, he'd still pick up that little phone. His voice might have been weaker. But he'd say, hey, didn't see you in church this week. Or, hey, how you doing this week? Oh, you don't have to be young and vibrant to run around like you used to anymore. Because the same Lord that saved you, maybe when you die, is the same Lord that's in
there. Amen.
Right. He's the same Lord that will give you a testimony today. And he'll help you to be alive. And when that's over, he'll call you home.
Amen.
He'll call you home. But it's good to have a home like heaven, isn't it,
brother? Amen.
Make sure you got a home like heaven.
God bless you.
That's all.
Amen. We appreciate Brother Rick. We're going to have James get a song. You want to have a testimony and thing on your heart? Someone else. Amen. Bless you, see. We're going to have him get a song. We're going to shake hands with Brother Rick. We would like him and his wife Diana to come up here, and if they would in the front, we want to come around. I remember when I called Brother Rick about coming to preach, told him to pray about it and give me, you know, to go to the Lord, and we were talking, and I'm going to be honest, he was worried about his voice holding out, and he was really concerned about that, and we was talking about services and stuff, and when we sat there and talked, we were of the same page and the same mindset. It's, you know, we've got these natural things we contend with, but if we come together to glorify God and we lift His name up and just let God be God, and He'll take care of all those things. And He truly, truly has. And Brother Rick's been strong just every night. And he might say his voice was about gone a few times, but then God just comes down and just fills him up. And what a blessing it is. And so I appreciate the Lord for all these services. Someone else got anything you'd like to say?
It's been a joy this week. It's been revived. It feels good.
Yeah.
Thank the Lord for saving my soul. Always done.
Amen.
That's a blessing, Brother Rick. You've done an awesome job this week.
Amen. Any others? All right. Rick, Diana, won't you come up here? They're going to sing. Let's come around fellowship. Shake hands with them. Show them that you appreciate them. You love them. And for all that they've done. And the church just loves them so much.
I'm free at last from the sin that made me.
Amen. Amen. All right, folks, in the way of an